We're going to check in with Nancy Fitzgerald of Anchors Away. That's a biblical worldview ministry that's based in Carmel. We've invited Nancy to join us on a weekly basis with a question of the week, a question our young people might have. And by young people, I'm talking our teenagers, right, Nancy, that are about to graduate high school, go to college, and maybe be at risk of walking away from their faith if they're not well grounded in it?
Yes, absolutely. These questions have come from juniors and seniors and college students asking questions that, you know what, we're all asking, I think, underneath the surface.
Well, listen, we've invited Nancy to join us on a weekly basis with the question of the week, and really hoping that, you know, if you're a parent, grandparent, somebody that's got that young person in your life that you care about, maybe you're a youth pastor, and you're trying to figure out, really, how can I better reach these kids? How do I answer their questions? Well, this is what we are here and doing this for. So really hope this encourages you. And Nancy, the question of the week for this week, does God really care about us? Because there's so much going on in the world. Surely if he cared about us, we wouldn't be surrounded by so much evil.
Yeah, it's a great question. And let me just say that today's teens and young adults from 30 and under are the most depressed generation to have ever lived. This is a great question to be talking about with them and kind of uncovering that in the midst of every day, whether it's a good day or a bad day for us personally, he cares because he loves. That's the very definition of love, is God. And he can't undo what he has already told us who he is in the scriptures. Knowing that God is good all the time, knowing that he is loving all the time, still, it's discouraging us, all of us, I think, to see so much evil and suffering in the world. And we know that it exists. We know evil exists. You don't have to do much more than listen to the weather.
Oh, man.
Frankly, or the news, or look at our own circumstances within our family to know that, yes, it exists, but not because of God. It's because of Satan and the temptation that he put out in the beginning of time and continues to put out in all of our lives, which results in sin, which results in turning from God, which results in us ingesting things about us and about life that simply are not true.
Okay, Nancy, but let me jump in here and ask you this question, though, because, you know, yeah. and we know God is good. We know that. We're trying to explain this to someone who's struggling to understand that if God is not only good and he's sovereign, which we've also talked about, and he could put an end to all of this at any time, tell me how all this waiting is part of his goodness.
Well, you know, I think it develops character and perseverance, because if everything were perfect, Kelly, on a perfect day, we tend as human beings not to lean on God. We tend to go it ourselves. But when times get rough and we know it's beyond our human control, that's when we lift up to God. That's when we go to him for hope and for love. And, you know, again, I think that the key to all of this, does God really care about us? He calls us to love our neighbor. We choose to do that. He chose to love us so much that he gave his son. You know, and the idea here is this evil will someday come to an end. But in the meantime, does God care? And I think Romans 8:38-39 answers that for us. I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor present things, nor things to come, nor powers, height or depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God of Jesus Christ. Does God care for us? Yes, he does. He's with us all the time. He allows us to go through this. He permits, as Johnny Erickson Tata says, he permits what is evil so that he might carry out what is good. And I think it has to do with the changing the way we live. And in the midst of our suffering, when life is tough, to look for God in these places, and he will be there.
Well, you know, I think it's so important, too, what you said right at the beginning, Nancy, and that God, you know, he is true to his word. He's not going to change his character. He's not going to change what he set forth in his word. And we know there are consequences for our behavior, and we can look at our behavior going all the way back to the first humans in the garden where all of these consequences were set in motion, and then go, oh, yeah, there were consequences. We did what we shouldn't. We continue to do what we shouldn't. He is good despite that, because we know something better is coming.
Absolutely. Revelation 22:3, you know, one day our Lord will make things right, and no longer will there be any curse, any suffering. You know, it's good times to come in the long run. But every day we need to focus on the goodness of God, that he allowed us to go through this. Are we going to live this life well, or are we going to cave? I choose to live it well.
Hey, maybe give some encouragement too, Nancy, if you would, before we let you get off the phone this morning. We only got a couple of minutes left. That, you know, I'm thinking of all the parents who are listening right now. And I know there are teenagers that are tuned in also. In fact, I don't know if you realize this, there is a high school in Indianapolis that pumps Moody Radio through its halls as the kids are coming in the mornings, which I love. But maybe a word of encouragement for parents and other adults who are working with these young people today. Because you said that, you know, young adults 30 and under are the most depressed generation. How can we encourage them today?
Thank you for asking. I just read a report last night. Again, young people are desperate to be mentored. They're desperate to look eye to eye to someone. They don't do that on their cell phones. They don't know how to have friendships. But adults, listen to me, and parents, aunts and uncles, engage with them. Talk to them about something other than their grades. You know, it's this whole idea of they want to be mentored. They want somebody to spend time with them. They don't act like it, but they do. And I would schedule as a parent special time with your child. I don't care what it is. You know, go out to have a cup of coffee, talk about one thing that's happened in an adult's life and ask their opinion of it or what they think about it. And begin to get into their minds, treat them as adults, and you will be amazed what lies before them, because these young people are thinking deeper than they than I could ever imagine. I'm shocked every year when we ask them what question they would ask God if God were here. And this is the kind of question they ask. They're deep questions. But the important thing is, you don't have to know all the answers. Be with them eye to eye. Schedule time. Do anything you can to spend time with them. And if you're somebody in the schools today, look at them in the eye and tell them that they matter. Tell them that they're loved. Ask them if you can pray for them. You can do a multitude of things for young people by singling them out. Because they don't believe they are that they matter. They don't believe they're important. And that's one thing we can do to change the culture of youth, is to look them in the eye and tell them you love them.
You know, I took a trip not long ago with Compassion International. Long story short, some of the adults that were Compassion Kids told us how important it was to get letters telling them that they matter, that God has a purpose and a plan for their lives. And those were just letters from people they didn't even know. How much more powerful is that if we're going to sit down face to face with our own kids right here and right now?
Absolutely. That's a great idea. You know, for grandparents, somebody that's not living with these kids, send them a letter. Kelly, that's a great idea.
Oh, I think a letter is something you can hang on to and go back to when you're feeling that discouragement. That's huge. Hey, Nancy, we're just about out of time here, as I said. Before we let you off the phone, share a little bit about resources that you have available through your website. You guys always have things going on to help train young people.
Yes, we'll be having some special things by the time we talk next week that we'll invite the listeners to attend. But I am encouraging, as I do all the time, is please go to our website, anchors at anchorsaway.org. And take a look at the Unanswered Project. It's right there. It's in a big blue banner. Click on it. It's a small group study guide made for parents to study with their teens and younger if necessary, but mostly for with their teens, to learn how about building a solid foundation of faith that will allow us to stand our ground when times get tough. So it's anchors at anchorsaway.org, called Unanswered, Smoke, Mirrors, and Gods.